Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Make a Difference Monday. Everybody has the power to make a difference. It's about tapping into your passions and then doing what you can where you are. And joining me by phone right now are a couple of young men from our community who have taken some steps to make a big difference. I am joined on the phone by Parker Bryant and Jake Westensko. And Parker is the founder of Daisy, and Jake is the co-founder. And this is an organization that is all about raising awareness and making a difference. So I'm going to let them tell you exactly what Daisy stands for. So I'll throw this one to you, Jake.
Differently-abled individual social collective.
And Parker, let's go to you. What is the mission statement of Daisy?
Well, that's the mission statement. It's like we don't have an official mission statement, but our actual mission statement that we have right now is it's kind of like a paragraph. I hope you'll sit around and like just sit here for a minute, and as I kind of try to explain it. We're basically a group of people who are trying to raise awareness for autism and other and ADHD and other differently abled abilities, so many other things. But we mainly hope to be an advocacy group for autism and other differently abled conditions. But we also hope to bring these people together through this club, so that we can make friends. And not only that, but we also hope to better integrate ourselves into today's world. Differently abled individuals they're not really welcome in the workplace, but we're hoping to change that as well. We want to advocate for the incredible abilities that differently abled people, such as myself and many others.
So let me ask you this, Parker. What was it that prompted you to want to start this group? What experiences led you to believe this was important?
Well, believe it or not, the experiences in my life that's led to me wanting to start this kind of club it mainly stemmed from the trucking industry. Despite the fact that I was a new employee in the trucking industry, the first company I worked for, I wasn't really much of an advocate for myself and my autism and ADHD. And as I had more jobs in the trucking industry, one, I found out that industry wasn't for me. And two, I found out that I needed to better advocate for myself in the workplace. So I want to be able to advocate for other differently abled individuals such as myself.
What a wonderful organization. You're giving people an opportunity to learn those skills, but also in the process, raising a lot of awareness so that other businesses and companies can have some of that information. I want to throw it to you, Jake. How did you get involved?
I recently reached out to Parker on Facebook, and I saw he was autistic, and so I kind of threw out the idea of putting this together. I started something similar to this here in Provo, Utah as well. We meet on Tuesday nights here in Provo. I started it for that so that they could have something to go off of once I depart for Rexburg. And so they're really happy that I did that. And so I had the idea of starting up in Rexburg as well.
And what experiences have you had, Jake, that led you to believe that this was important?
I actually went to autism school in Chicago, Illinois, a couple of years ago called Turning Point Autism Foundation, and I learned some valuable skills there about how to socialize with others, advocating for yourself, and I thought it was a really good experience, and I thought it was just really important to go ahead and create this idea and make a group full of friends that could come together for activities and it grinds with one another and socialize and be different and feel the stand out and if you need to help others.
I love that. So let's talk for a second about what advice both of you, and I'll ask both of you this question, would have for people in our community. How can they be more supportive of people with autism or ADHD?
I think basically we want to actually go out and branch out in the community and do community events. We're trying to speak in city council in September with the Rexburg City Council, and we're trying to get a new experience for Rexburg as well to make the community well informed of this club and to make sure that there is a place for their special needs kids and students to go, to have a place to go somewhere to socialize and be with others like just like that.
So I can only imagine that the two of you wish perhaps that there would have been a club like this when you were in high school or junior high.
That's
what I really wish too.
I really wish that too. I was in school, put in special needs classes, but I feel like that wasn't really the right place for me specifically, because I'm a high functioning autistic. Like, I'm on the higher functioning end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's, I feel like, for one, everyone's different.
Yes.
Like, whether you're disabled or normally abled, then you, that everybody is different. Like, you have to figure out what fits you and work from there, but you also have to be able to, accommodate. I think this is where I'm looking for, accommodate the needs of others as well. Like, especially us differently abled. Like, we want to help, but the stigmas surrounding our quote unquote disabilities are what is keeping us from helping and showing our amazing abilities. And we hope to change that. We hope to eliminate that stigma as well.
And I have to say that by you helping to eliminate that stigma, you are going to make a huge difference for so many people. I love what you're doing. This really kind of goes along with one of the themes at the Jolynn Thomas Show, and that is that there's room at the table for everyone. So come as you are and know that your voice matters. And Jake and Parker, I am just so impressed that you are doing something that is going to have such a huge impact on our community. You're going to make a difference in so many lives across the board, because your message is really that there is room for everyone. I would love to keep you guys on the line. We have to take a quick break and talk to you a little bit more about some of those stereotypes that desperately need to be shattered. All right, keep it right here. There's going to be more conversation with Parker and Jake from DACY right after this.